Psalm 115, verse 1. We're going to deal with Psalm 115 tonight in the aspect of, and you heard this term before, but I want you to hear it again, because there's some more things God's going to say to us. Now, you who are taking notes, I want to open to you the insight to the prophetical words and the prophetical lifestyle, or the apostolic lifestyle, of the fact that the money keep on coming. I want you to write that down, because there's something that we have not seen, we have not heard, and we have not understood there. But in this session, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, want to reveal to you some things that is blocking your money, that is stopping your money. Number one, the heathen wants to take God's glory. Now, we have been taught in the spirit world that glory is misty smoke and strange environment, the glory of God. But the glory of God includes silver, gold, and all of the good things that God would do for you. And the heathen want to rob him of his glory, because they don't want you to walk in the glory of the manifestation of prosperity, of wealth, of increase, of abundance, of overflow. That's a glory that the church haven't given to God yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We as a remnant of people with an understanding, yes, that you don't have to love money to have money. So in his first verse here, "Now unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." When we understand the glory of God and can open ourselves up for this aspect of the glory, one aspect of the glory of God is that God, dropping out, it'll pick up, the glory of God. So the heathen makes fun at the child of God. Say, if your God's so big, why you don't have no money? Why you got to come to me to get credit? And the reason is not God. The reason is ignorance. The reason is rebellion. The reason is we play too much with the heathen. We let them tell us how we're going to live. And so we want to release the glory of God in the area of finances. If that glory ever get loose in your life, God will show himself strong. You see, look at 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 9. "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, trying to find somebody who can show himself strong on their behalf." Now, I want you to see that verse on the basis of God want to reveal his financial glory in your life. Write that down. God wants to reveal his financial glory in your life. All that God is, all that God has, is in his glory. You see, you give God glory. See, he's looking for somebody. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Many of you tonight, and the Spirit of God will hit this place, many of you tonight, heart is turned toward God. You should not have a heart turned toward God and suffering on no end. God desires for his children to have more than enough all the time. So when a child of God is blessed financially, it's a glory. And it gives glory to, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now when you say glory to God tonight, we're talking about letting God do what he wants for you.
Yes,
we're not talking about jerking and jumping now. We're talking about some money moving.
Yes,
say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah, we're going to deal with that aspect of glory in which the church know very little about and which ministers will rebuke you to say such a thing. But they never read Malachi.
Right.
They never read about silver and gold. Stand on the same street with glory.
Right.
See? So the Lord, once he find that person who will receive the manifestation of his glory to be blessed and be a blessing. Now, we'll walk some familiar street here tonight because we know God looking for somebody. Now, let's look at God. Let's look at God for a moment. Ephesians 3:20. Let's look at him. What kind of God are we talking about? See, let's look at God because we got to build because we're going to deal with, that's a $500 check. We got to build this thing for you to understand it because when we finish, we're going to deal with the money keep on coming. Watch what I do. The money, that was revealed to me. The money keep on coming, then the money keep on flowing. You're blessed, and you become a blessing. Now, Ephesians 3:20 reveals God in a special way. When you're talking about God getting his glory by you having more than enough. You say, now, when that is. Now, the Bible keeps talking about the Holy Ghost and power. Some people got the Holy Ghost, but they're not operating in the power. So here's what the Holy Ghost said right now. He's going to take you off of weight. W-A-I-T? Yeah, tonight, you will be taken off of weight. You're going to deal with some now faith. You're going to deal with some now finances. You're going to deal with some now money. How many are ready to be taken off of weight? Now to him that is able to do exceedingly. Look at this. It's God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly. Abundantly. Above. All that I ask or think. But then he said, according to the power that works in us. I want to deal with your thinking about finances. Here's where we have a problem in our thinking. We think on the outside of our thoughts. The forces of your thoughts are on the inside of your thought. Some of y'all just thinking. Some of y'all just thinking. But you see, just like Kurasatakasha, just like spirit and life is in the word, spirit and life is in your thought. Your words are carriers of your thoughts. You must look into your thoughts and receive what your thoughts are thinking on the spot. Thought forces are on the inside. What in the world is that? Oh, you got a bag full. You got some thoughts. You think big. We know a lot of scriptures. All right, let's go. Let's go. Go to John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Not on the surface. They are spirit and life on the inside. See? And so the reason your confession and your declaration and your decrees and your affirmation are not working as they should, you're not looking on the inside of your thinking to get the spirit and life to move on your behalf. Money moving. See. We have a lot of thought. We have a lot of scriptures that we have memorized about finances, but the money is not answering. After the night, money will answer you. Are you following me? Uh-huh. Now go back. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our action must be in spirit and life. Our thinking must be in spirit and life. And the word of God is the thought of God. For money to flow like it's supposed to flow, it's not on God, it's not on the angel, it's not on the preacher, it's on you. We finally gonna get down to the fact that if you broke, it's personal. And I hate to say this, I need to say it. If you've been in the church all these years and you still broke 25, 30 years, you're a personal failure. And you personally fail to receive what God wants you to have because of what somebody else been saying. And sometime you got to get out of the group and the crowd and get with God yourself and believe what God revealing to you. And don't need a second emotion.
Amen.
That's the problem. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we too much in the crowd. This thing, now you make it in your note, this thing is personal.
Yeah.
See, if the money, I had to cut everybody loose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For to get my money flowing like it should, yes, I didn't care what nobody said. I just cut them all loose.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
See, this is not group therapy here.
Right. Come on,
Apostle. I hear you, Apostle. This is personal.
Come on. Yes,
you don't need no second emotion.
Yes, sir.
And you don't need nobody to agree with you.
Yeah.
God already have said, bless you in the city.
Yes,
and bless you in the field.
Yes, sir.
See this thing personal. We're going to see in Psalm 115 that it's personal.
Yeah.
That it's personal. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to begin to look on the inside of your thoughts. Look on the inside of the word. Look on the inside of God's thought. You see, it's you, Joshua 1:8 now. Sit down a minute. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Let's hook these two verses. I hook them. The Lord showed me something last night with these two verses. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. Then thou will make thy way prosper and have good success. Who made you prosper? Some of y'all scared to say it.
I did.
Come on, say, God did. No, God didn't do it.
Right.
See, God already has done already all he going to do for you. God can't do nothing beyond Jesus dying on the cross. And so everything already paid for. When you catch up, you can have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
God's not holding nothing back from you, because God loves you in spite of your weakness and shortcoming, mine and yours. God still loves us.
Yeah.
But it's your meditation that gives the invitation for a visitation.
Yeah.
Write that down. Yeah. Your meditation gives God the invitation for a visitation. No matter what nobody else saying, nobody else doing, who had broken your family or what. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
See, you have to spend time in God's word.
Yes, sir.
Meditatively.
Yes, sir.
Pondering that word until a word speak back to you. When it speak back to you, you should have a word on your lip called amen.
Amen.
That means so be it. God said it, nobody can stop it. I believe it, that's a wrap.
Amen.
Now, no reason in these three sections you don't get your money. Say, the money keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's not even a normal term, the money keep on coming. But there's a lifestyle in God. I live it every day.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
I live it every day.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm graced with this.
Yeah.
Come on, Papa.
And what I when I come to your churches and I come to minister to you, yes, I come to put that grace on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not gonna happen. You see, it's not 2 Corinthians 9:8. It's not going to happen without grace.
Amen.
There's a grace to be financially free.
Yes, sir.
There's a grace to live debt-free living. There's a grace to do that. God give a grace for everything. God was just passing out grace.
Yeah.
I don't know why we skipped this grace. I don't know how we got by this grace.
Yes, sir.
Both 8th chapter and 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians talking about this grace.
Yeah.
But the church some kind of way missed this grace. Christian missed this grace.
Yeah.
You know, they want to talk about healing in every meeting, but then people hurting financially.
Yeah.
Finances shortage can make you sick.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How many know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Say glory.
Glory.
Say grace.
Grace.
Say God.
God.
We've talked about all three of them. Now, what did I tell you, Tony? You read it? You see what it said? It's saying the same thing in another way that Ephesians 3:20 said. God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you always, ooh, Lord,
always
have it. Always. Say always.
Always.
Not Friday.
Always.
Not first of the month.
Always.
Not Christmas.
Always.
Easter either.
Always.
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 Always. So I pronounce on you tonight that you will always have more than enough. I can't hear you. All right, sit down. Let me show you something else now. The Holy Ghost is showing now. Go back to Psalm 115, start at verse 2, and here's what you got to do now. You got to get the idols, I-D-O-L-S, out of the way. There are idols that are blocking your money. Like your job.
Wow.
Your job can become an idol. You think you're making and you're not making because you're not making enough. The government can be another idol that is in your way. We got to get these idols out the way. Your business, your little business you got, that could be another idol. You're looking to it more than you're looking to God. And so it's causing your flow to be cut off. These idols out the way. It has become an idol when both people in the house is working.
Yes,
the husband and the wife. The wife don't supposed to be working. I told you that years ago.
Yeah.
But it become an idol now because both of us got a job.
Yeah.
We believe we going somewhere.
Yeah.
Your two jobs not going to get you nowhere. Not where God talking about taking you.
Right.
It has become an idol because it's not of the will of God.
Yeah.
It's the system that told you that your wife has to go to work.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And so all these idols, heathen say, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Go to the next verse. Watch. But our God is in the heavens. He have done whatsoever he has pleased. And if it pleased God to bless me. Now let's look at this. Look at it quick. Hebrews 11:6, Psalm 35:27. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Listen here. Hebrews 35, 27. Let's put that voice back up in Psalm there. Let's augur this case here. But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. So our point here, when we come down to finances in my life, what pleased God? Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, oh, we're going to deal with this too. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe what? That he is, and what else? Of what? Psalm 35, 27. Let us shout for joy. You to do this too much. Let us shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say, continue, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. That a word pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't want you to do this too much. I see guys do this. I don't want you to do this too much, but I need to do it tonight. Tell four people I'm coming out tonight. Here's a problem. So now, here's something we got to deal with now. We're looking at these things, but here's something we got to deal with. The word rest. The word rest means inheritance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right.
It means promise.
Yeah.
It means blessing in the connotation we're about to use it now.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Go to Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 4, copy. Katsonongresha. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. We need to see this. You need to make up your mind tonight that you're going to enter into your financial rest.
Amen. Amen.
Into your inheritance. Into your blessing. Into the promises of God. All the promises of God are what?
Yeah.
And amen. So be it. You can't be stopped. You're going to stop the heathen from making fun at God. It's Christian, those of us who are born again and full of God's spirit, we have the rise in our outside life so the heathen can see our God and see the glory of God. The glory of God in our lifestyle. What we wear, what we're driving, where we live at. God, don't talk to me up in here. Talk to me. Y'all act like y'all afraid of this.
Yes,
this is God. This is Abraham,
yes,
Isaac, Jacob,
yes,
Job, Esther, Solomon, David.
Glory.
All of God's servant was blessed on the outside.
Amen.
All this hidden blessing.
Yes, sir.
Let it come out.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That voice said, let the Lord be magnified. The money just keep on flowing.
The money just keep on flowing.
The money has to be flowing for to give God glory on the outside.
Come on, Father. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the fearful thing here is we have been taught wrong so long. And as if God wasn't concerned about our outer life. About us having stuff. He's concerned about that. See? As long as we don't let stuff have us. You know, man, I went, it was my birthday, and, you know, I got younger. And I had two of my sons. I wanted to go buy some ties and scarves. So I'm there. I had, 15 tie and scarf. Then I went to 18. So this white gentleman was standing there, his daughter and his, I didn't know him looking at him. And I had 20, then I got 21. So he was trying to figure out which one he was going to buy. Now watch what he said. He got spirits on me. I said, yes, sir, money make the world go round. He said, love make the world go round. I said, you trying to buy one necktie. I got 21. Look like my love working better than yours. I didn't tell him that. I was just saying that, you know. How that working for you? See, they get all spiritual. My finances and my prosperity and my blessing is a part of God's love. What it is? Watch here. I want you to do this. It's God loving me, man. He don't even know what's going on. He don't even know what's happening. He don't know I spend 7 or 8 hours a day with God every day. He gonna teach me about love. I was trying to show him how to get some neckties. You can't buy no necktie with love. Sit down. He needs some money. He got one necktie telling me about love. I must be know something.
Yeah, right.
Yes, you do.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, put that voice back up because we need to hit it. Put Hebrews back up because we're finna hit a big drop. You all are us or we. Don't really push our faith in finance. Because we have a tendency, we're going too far. I have to use my faith for something else to please God. But God is displeased because you don't want to use your faith. You're not mixing enough faith with it. They say, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into this rest. Remember what I told you about rest, right? Any of you should seem to come short of it. Give me the next verse. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You can't. I quit going to church one time. I asked the pastor, do you ever preach to people about finances? He said, oh, no, I wait on you. I quit going. You got to keep teaching them. You can't just be in this meeting tonight, these 3 times we're going to be together, and stop saying what we're saying in this meeting. You got to keep mixing this thing with faith. Are you following me? See, it's personal. Now, think about it. How much time you spend with your faith on other things, and then you may spend some time on faith for your finances, trying to get out of something. But I'm talking about getting over. Get over being broke. Get over not having enough. Get over having limitations. Just get over it. Tell the person next to you, get over it. Get over seeing something you can't have. Where'd that come from? Who told you that? Who told you you couldn't have it? Who told you you couldn't move? Who told you that? It wasn't God. Ask the person next to you, who told you that? Who told you you got to work 60 years before you enjoy yourself? Who told you that lie? Who told you you're supposed to live on debt and not deliverance? Who told you that? You've been delivered from the power of darkness. Debt is the power of darkness. Lack is the power of darkness. Limitation is the power of darkness. You've been delivered from that. Who told you you couldn't have the best? It wasn't God. It didn't come out the book.
Right.
You got to mix it with faith. Who told you it takes 30 years to pay for a house? The finance company told you that. God didn't tell you that. Get the house and pay it off.
sir.
Use them, don't let them use, shut up.
Yeah.
Use them, don't let them use you.
Yeah.
You in charge. I'm drilling a hole in your heart that the money can keep on coming. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You got to stop being fearful of money and stop being shy of money, because you repel money when you're fearful of it. You see, you got that scripture, the love of money to root all evil. No, you get in a position where you're in the grace of God that money love you. That money looking for you. You don't have to look for money anymore. Money started looking for you. And God got so many ways. I can tell you so many ways God opened money to come to me, all kind of ways, through all type of people. You would never know. You would never know. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, they gave me over $1 million.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
In 1 year.
Yes. Hallelujah.
No. Not the church. Wait a minute, you got it wrong. No, not the ministry.
Right.
I start with him. Ministry start with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't say the ministry. I said me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't make preachers drop their cup. Maybe say, God have mercy. All right, sit down. Let's go a little further. I want to work with that psalm. I don't know how long. I want to work with that psalm. You got to mix it with faith, right?
Yeah.
And then go to the 14th verse of that Psalm 115. I'll go to the 14th verse because I want to work with something here now, and that we can grab a hold of. God increasing you more and more. Live a life of ever increasing blessing. No, I don't want to go to 14th verse. I want to go to the 9th verse. It's three words I want to hit you. Trust, bless, increase. Trust, bless, increase. Now, he says, O Israel. All right, that's Israel. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Go to the next verse. Watch. You're going to get personal. Go to the next verse. We that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help. And their shield. Go to the next verse.
Uh-huh.
The Lord have been mindful of us.
Yes.
He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Keep going. Go to the next verse. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. So you thought you were small. But you don't have no more excuse tonight. Because he blessed the small and the great. I'm small in the eyesight of academic, intellectual, high-tech people. I'm small in their eyesight. But the Lord, I don't know if y'all going to understand this, I'm from Louisiana, haul off and bless me. Just like now the small is living and walking and driving in the same place as the great. I'm small driving a Phantom Rolls Royce. I don't supposed to be driving no Rolls Royce, but I found out that God blessed the small and the great.
Yes, yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
See, you thought you don't have what it takes. I want to stop that tonight. I want to stop that stanky thinking in your mind. He said he'll bless the small. Ooh, Lord. And I believe the smaller you are,
hey,
the greater the blessing comes.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, yeah, because you know how to yield more than the person who think they got all that going for them. I passed them all up, all of them who thought they had all that going for them. I passed them up small, becoming great in the Lord blessing, flowing, 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 flowing. You got that? So it doesn't matter if you got a college degree. It doesn't matter if your English is not up to par. It doesn't matter if you can't master big words. All you need to do is know how to yield. And the blessing come aflowing. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Nobody left out in here tonight. Nobody left out. God said he'll bless you if you let him. Are you ready for the Lord to bless you? You go ahead on and yield to him. That's all you got to do. You qualify. Say, I qualify. For the money to keep on coming. All right, sit down. I want to read a little more, and then I'm going to close. I'll preach myself drunk right here. He will bless. I feel the Holy Ghost coming, boy. Hey! All right, give me the next verse. The Lord, look at this. Oh, shucks. Look at this. Oh, shuck it. Oh, shuck it now. Look at here. I came here. I didn't know I was coming to get this. Look at here. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You. Oh, it's on now, boy. That's the book, right? I believe the book. Look on the inside of that.
Yes, sir.
Is he talking to you?
Yes,
the Lord shall increase you more. Go to the next verse. Watch what he said. You are the blessing of the Lord, which made heaven. Go to the next verse. Woo! The heaven, even the heaven of the Lord. But the earth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow.
But the earth.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, but the Lord have hauled off and give it to us.
Yes. Yes.
We reign.
In finances.
Not just in praise and worship. See, that praise and worship and that love that man was talking about wouldn't have bought them 21 tithes. That little lady was so nervous. She said, "Yes, sir. You want another one?" I said, "Give me that one. That nice one." She thought I was playing. I told her, "When you get some more, call my son up and come get them." Now, one thing I didn't do, I want you to know it's a lifestyle. One thing I didn't do, I didn't ask her how much they cost. That's where you're headed. Watch what I say. Don't tell the church up. Watch what I say. Watch what I'm gonna say. Cost is not going to determine what I'm gonna take out of here today.
Amen.
You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. I want you to get in the position wherever you go. Cost is not going to determine what you're going to take out. You ain't got it. No, you don't have it yet. You're not getting this. I'm telling you something. There's a day coming when you walk into the place, whatever you want to bring out, going to follow you out. Hey! Are they hearing me? Are they hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear me? Let me say it another way. Your can't have days old. Whoa, man. Whoa. Say, Say it. Over. Say it. Over. See, you got to make a move for the Holy Spirit to understand. Over. My can't have days are over. Somebody gonna back me up in here?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Somebody understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You do know who I represent, right?
Yes, sir.
You do know who sent me here, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me drop your package off. Let me drop it off to you today. He's gonna increase you more and more. You're gonna be living on the increase. You're not gonna live on the edge anymore. We've been financially, we've been living on the edge. But now the Lord says he's going to take you, show you how to live in the increase. Every day. Every day is the increase. Every day is the increase. Say it, every day. Every day I'm increasing. Say it. Say it like you mean. Say the increase is on me. I'm wearing an increase anointing right now. Nobody can stop me from increasing. God, dog, man.
Yes.
Yeah. I said I'm gonna teach you 10, 15 more minutes. I got more things I want to tell you. Look at this scripture. We be jiving around with this scripture, but this scripture will tell us about increase. And you know this scripture. You know it by heart. You know it backward and frontward. But that scripture was trying to reveal something to us. Luke 6:38. It's one of the most increasable scripture I ever seen in my life. Increasable. I don't care if it's not in the dictionary. You know, I know what it means. Me. All this dictionary, all this Webster ain't gonna run this thing. Jesus, increasable. It's one of the most increasable verse you will ever see in your life. Give, then he go to increase. And it shall be given unto you. That's one level of increase. What level are you on? Good measure. Now I'm going to tell you right now, the whole voice belongs to me. The whole doggone voice belongs to me. I'm living the whole voice. Didn't get there overnight. But if I got there, you can get there. I want you to say the whole voice.
The whole voice.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Hallelujah. I want you to look on the inside of it. We've been looking on the outside, shouting and praising God. But now the spirit, the sap, S-A-P, the spirit and life comes out of that voice into your life tonight. It ain't not kosapa. It ain't not just about giving. It's about receiving.
Amen.
He said, give one time. Then the increase flow started. Look what he said. Good measure. That's one flow. Press down. Woo! That's another flow. Shake yourself. Singing together. That's another flow. Oh, here it comes.
Yes, sir.
Running what?
Over.
What that mean?
More.
Yeah.
Then shall men give into your bosom.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 33:9. Don't y'all have some? Yeah, it is right there. Increasing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
The heathen try to rob God of this glory. Look what he says in there. Look at your book. Look at it. It shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure on him. Then, oh, just knock me out, God. Just knock me out. I'm your man. I'm your woman. Say it. See, God looking out, ready, looking for somebody to do that for. Now, there's a scripture in Zechariah chapter 1. Talk about the heathen. God said the heathen made him angry.
Yes, he did.
Look what he said in the 17th verse. Put your life in there. Zechariah 1:17. Look what he said. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, my churches, my church, through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. You haven't lived until you give God the permission to give you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire of your heart.
Yeah.
Are you following me tonight?
Yes, sir.
You following me? So the money doing what? It's given to me in Port Arthur, Texas. This is prophetical, apostolic. Then it says the money keep on flowing. See? That's what that voice. See, you want to keep. We'll talk about receiving the calling of being a seed pusher. We'll talk about that. Yeah, we're gonna push seed. Yeah. Let me see my Bible, son. Let me see my Bible for a minute. Let me see that notepad for a minute. Let me see your wallet. No. What's it? What you got in your pocket? What you got in your wallet? That's something I want to show you. Right, I want to take these notes down. We're going to go a little over time. I want to take the notes down. Because these are some stabilizing facts that I want to give you right quick. Now, you remember, I wear all these. Well, I don't have. I got a championship ring with me. But remember, you need to write this down. God can get anything from anywhere, through anybody, at any time, to me. Now, y'all ain't right. Y'all better write this down. This ain't no Sunday school stuff. One of the things you better train yourself on is found in Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. I'm just going to make some statements. You must understand the mystery of abundance to live in financial abundance. That 11 and 12 verse in the 13th chapter of Matthew says you have the right to understand mysteries. And he said, he that hath, it shall not be taken from him, but more be given. So you have to understand mystery. You're walking ever-increasing finances of money keep coming. You have to understand mystery. I'm going to give you one or two more. I want you to get these. Say, the money keep on coming.
The money keep on coming.
To me.
To me.
Study. You got somebody's wallet. Study, S-T-U-D-Y, and yield to the spirit of increase on purpose. Yield to the spirit of increase on purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 115, verses 11 through 16. You must keep on developing a prosperous soul by constantly making discoveries of God's plan for you. 3 John 2, Jeremiah 29, 11 in the NIV Bible. Hear what it says. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I found out a long time ago, my friend, you cannot make a recovery by not first making a discovery. See, parables for that reason. Parable was short earthly story with heavenly truth. It was to hide from the one who didn't want it, but it was for the other one to make a discovery. When you're searching the scripture, this Columbus, Ohio, you're Columbus. You're trying to discover somewhere to land. God got so many blessings he wants us to have. Talk to me up in here.
Yeah.
Don't you dare go to sleep in me up in here. You coming out. Out. Tired of this money mess. Tired of praying all night long for money. I could be praying for people to get saved. You got to come to a full understanding of God's blessing system and how it works. We'll give you some scripture now. You ready? Genesis 12, 1 through 5. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Overtaken by blessing. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord make us rich. And he had no sorrow with it. I think what I need to do now. I can hear the sound. I need to do this. You are not there unless you live in harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding. Now, I tell you what, in a nice place, you can get more anointed. In a nice place, your tongue language change. I mean, a nice place, you go look at how God will bless you. Boy, you can pray, boy, hallelujah. How many of y'all like nice stuff?
Yeah.
Y'all don't like nice stuff. Don't come back here tomorrow night. You don't like no nice stuff. Man, God wants you to have the best.
Yeah.
Let me seal this now. I won't seal it. Let's seal it. Here's what this lesson's about. To be overtaken by blessings, prosperity, abundance, increase, and wealth is God's desire for me. See, this is a seal. I'm sealing you now. I want you to have this. I want you to seal it. That is, write it down. To be overtaken by blessing, prosperity, abundance, increase, and wealth is God's desire for me. You say that. Keep telling yourself that over and over again. So get down and look on the inside of that. Number two. Therefore, today, tonight, I'm yielding to the will of God in my life to prosper like never before. Yield to it. Yield to it. Whatever part of your mind or some of your Mickey Mouse cousins try to talk you out of a family member. That's the worst one. You know, just about all mine is cutting me loose. They don't like to invite me to something, I might bring a house. There he come. We got our gift. Yeah, our gift there on the table. He bought a whole table. It's my fault. I will permit God to use me financially. Come on. To live as a covenant example and bless mankind on his behalf that all men will be able to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why you want the money to keep coming. It's all about Jesus. You can't take nothing from here with you. You got to use it while you're on earth. All right? All the blockage that have been in my mind about money and how much can I leave, much I can have, leave me tonight. Never to return to my consciousness again. You see that? You see that? You got to get this now. You got to get these things. These are apostolic seal. I'm sealing you from the little things that the Lord said tonight. Both my outer mind and my inner mind are coming into harmony now to remain in sync with God's will, way, and his word. Money worries, money anxieties, and all money lack and limitation must leave my life now. See, 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 we need to seal this. This has to be sealed. My capacity to receive is being enlarged by the Holy Ghost. Woo. Somebody shout. There is a shifting in the type of atmosphere I will live in from this day forward. The day come, the day is coming, I'm going to get all those false flowers out of my house and get fresh flowers every week alive, and I can smell them while I'm living. Old flower look the same way every time you pass by. You don't even need water. And get rid of all them old chip plates and cups. You know, cut your mouth on them things. Throw them in the trash can. Don't hold on to them. They're chip, put them in the trash can. My life will give glory to what Christ did for me on the cross and in his resurrection. I think we just ought to dance on purpose. Just great dance. Just think about. Just make a dance on purpose. You don't need to just dance on purpose, man. Think about it. Just dance on purpose. God is blessing us. I got to close, but I don't know. You know, I'll say this to you in my closing. You see this money here? Can you see? Can you really see it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all pay tithe? I know everybody's going to say they pay. How many of y'all pay tithe? Really pay tithe? Willingly? Consistently? Yes, sir. Whether things going bad or not?
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, you're met the test. Well, do you know your tithe and offering is one of the voices in the courts of heaven? Your tithe and your voices carry a testimony. And when you have a case come up, that money starts talking in heaven to God. You got to do something about this. Just nine voices. The last one is finance. See, when you tithe to this church, you're not just giving tithe to Pastor Fall. You're tithing to the great high priest. This money talking. This money, that talk money. This money is talking in heaven right now. It's talking in the courts of heaven. This money saying, Shirley need this. Johnny need this. This money actually talk. They have a testimony. Anybody here not filled with the Holy Spirit? I saw y'all tied. Anybody here never been baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? I want to see your hand right now. You may be a Baptist, you may be some denomination, you're a Christian, but you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. If that's you, watching by internet, Roku, anywhere you are, if you're not, I know you're mostly believers, but you've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. I love to see people get baptized with the Holy Ghost. I remember when I got baptized, the Holy Ghost changed my life. All right, let's sit down, get an envelope and give.